This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Mike from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Free speech organizations are sounding the alarm after two Texas A&M faculty members were demoted and a professor was fired over a class discussion involving gender identity. A viral video posted on social media recorded the professor telling a student to leave the class after they raised religious and legal concerns about the topic. It prompted calls from elected officials and Governor Greg Abbott to fire the professor. News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports.
The university's response to the incident has sparked debate about censorship and education. On Tuesday, Texas A&M President Mark Welsh announced the university would conduct an audit of its courses. Speaking on Houston Matters, Rice University political science professor Mark Jones said that may not help because course descriptions are merely a framework of the semester.
It almost puts the faculty member in a no-win situation. It could be that one issue over the course of 1,000 issues talked about during the course that veers off into some area where they get you in trouble.
The Foundation of Individual Rights and Expression Advocacy Group issued a statement warning, quote, "The message from Texas is alarming. Professors teach at the mercy of those in power, not under the protection of academic freedom or the First Amendment." I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Houston ISD Superintendent Mike Miles is promising that all campuses in the school district will be rated A or B by August of 2027.
No other district in the nation would even attempt this. But we're the first ones that are in a position to do it.
To make this happen, they'll need 64 schools currently rated C or D to improve. The district will ask businesses and nonprofits to sponsor schools, which will include paying for teacher appreciation lunches, student celebrations, and other services at their discretion. The deadline for this goal is 2 months after the scheduled end of the TEA's takeover of HISD. As hundreds of Houston city workers wait for delayed pension payments, the chairwoman of the pension board faced questions from the Houston City Council. They asked why the city's independent pension system has taken so long to process paperwork for the approximately 1,000 workers who accepted early retirement incentives in the spring. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Pension board chairman Sherry Mose says the answer lies with the retirees themselves. Up to 349 still have not been paid. And she told the city council that a lot of them did not submit the proper paperwork in a timely manner. She also says the pension system typically processes 39 retirements per month. When we asked whether everyone who completed their paperwork properly was paid within the promised 90 days, she couldn't answer.
I don't have the particulars on that, so I would just, just say we're just paying them as we can.
Up to a third of those who accepted the retirement buyouts should be paid by the end of the month, according to Mose. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
77 degrees right now here on the campus. It'll be hotter today than it has been the past few days, a high of 94 degrees this afternoon. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.